This is Building Bridges, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
Members of the New York State Nurses Association, New York Physicians for a National Health Program, District Council 37, Local 436 of the United Federation of Nurses and Epidemiologists, and other healthcare organizations, along with Occupy Wall Street, demonstrated at City Hall protesting that thousands of New Yorkers who are homeless or trapped in their homes without power, without elevator service, and heat and hot water are experiencing a health emergency.
The healthcare responders recounted their experiences and articulated the medical services needed for the hurricane victims in Staten Island, the Rockaways, Coney Island, and Red Hook. They also emphasized the need to expedite reopening local clinics and Coney Island and Bellevue hospitals to provide care for their communities. And now to the demonstration at New York City Hall.
Sheridan Gonzalez. I'm a nurse at Montefiore Medical Center, and I'm the vice president of the New York State Nurses Association. I've been to the Rockaways. I've walked darkened hallways going door to door to see who needs help. I want to read to you from an open letter we sent to the mayor today. New York's healthcare crisis is still unfolding and likely to get worse. The response from city, state, and federal officials falls short of meeting the needs of New Yorkers. Urgent action and greater coordination are needed to help thousands of people in desperate need. The storm badly damaged New York City's healthcare system, and there is currently no level one trauma center below 57th Street. The evacuation of Bellevue, NYU Langone, and Coney Island hospitals has left some of our city's most vulnerable patients forced to look elsewhere for care. Our city is short more than 2,000 hospital beds. We need our city and state officials to do everything in their power to reopen the hospitals as soon as possible. Thousands of New Yorkers in Staten Island, the Rockaways, Coney Island, and beyond are still stuck in their homes with urgent, unattended medical needs. Many of these people will get worse the longer they go unattended. Children and seniors are especially in need of attention. Their access to medication and medical devices is severely limited. We need the mayor's office to play a stronger role coordinating relief efforts. The mayor's office needs to coordinate a systematic door-by-door assessment of every person in the affected area and make sure that people who need medical attention or medication get care. New York nurses are ready, willing, and able to join teams from the mayor's office to provide medical care in the field. Hundreds of nurses from New York State Nurses Association and across the country have already been going door-to-door in the affected areas as volunteers. As nurses and advocates, we commit to do our part, but the mayor's office can increase the assistance available by requesting and directing further resources to meet the needs of our communities. We ask that you do so. We demand that you do so.
I am Judith Arroyo. I am the president of Local 436. We are actually the nurses that people these temporary emergency shelters. So we know as folks were coming in out of their homes, what is it that they were needed? Many of them rushed out of their homes without their insulin, without their medications, and it was our members, the public health nurses in the shelters that had to arrange to get them emergency insulin. We're still working in those areas, and I was there with my members. So they're not only helping people, but they themselves were affected by the water. I was out in Staten Island, and one of my members, once she got off her 12-hour shift in the shelter, took me to where her home was, and all there was a foundation. The house had been washed out. To Mayor Bloomberg and Governor Cuomo, and all the bureaucrats who are running FEMA, Red Cross, any of the aid stations that are out there, today, tomorrow is not the time to go nitpicking. This is not the time to tell people that because they have 7 feet of sewage water in their basement, they're not entitled because it's not seawater. This is not the time to go around and tell people that because after 2 weeks of rain, they can't see the water line, that they can't help them. This type of nitpicking, this is not the time to do it. It's ridiculous. It's infantile. You should all get together, bring the resources to the area where they're needed. Our people out there know what to do. What they need are the resources. They need the money. They need the health care. They need the construction companies. They need people to go out there, put on the lights and the gas. Give us the tools. We will start and we will finish the job.
Dr. Sandy Turner, I'm a psychiatrist from Physicians for a National Health Program. I was able to go to Staten Island, to Coney Island, and to Far Rockaway, and the devastation was just incredible. The people in Far Rockaway were just, it felt like they were walking on the beach. There are people with all sorts of problems. The people that really, I really worry about the most are some of the people in the high-rise apartments or the projects in Coney Island who are older people who are living above 18 stories and are not able to get down to get food, to get any kind of warmth, and get clean clothes. There are 60-year-old daughters taking care of a 95-year-old mother who's going back and forth trying to get food or getting service for this person, and herself is having an asthma attack. So we need basic things. We need medications for all sorts of people. A lot of older people out there who haven't even been reached by anybody from FEMA, from the Red Cross, from any of the organizations that say they're out there to give help. Occupy Wall Street has been out there from the very beginning trying to give help. It's Occupy Sandy, but they've sent people out going, doing canvassing and trying to see what the needs are of the people. And we need more help. We need the organizations give money. We need the government to provide money for the help for people. They have the organizations. They need to come and do it.
Okay, my name is Ann Bove, and I'm a registered nurse who's worked at Bellevue Hospital for the past 35 years. The most paramount issue that we have to, are concerned about is access to care. We can have Wall Street open in 2 days. I think we need to have that Herculean effort that was used to open Wall Street, to open Coney Island, and to open Bellevue Hospital sooner. Access to care is paramount. Access to care can only be happening by the availability of what those agencies, what those hospitals can provide. It's just unacceptable to have to wait 2 and 3 months to have access to care to the public in such a way limited. And I'm absolutely speechless. One of the things that I can't deal with is that Bellevue Hospital's calling card is that it's open to whoever, for whatever, regardless of whatever. Its doors have never been closed. I cannot walk by that hospital and see that its doors are closed. It is unacceptable. The mayor has to move forward and open up Bellevue, open up Coney Island, and make sure our public is safe. Thank you.
Name is Daniel Lugassi, L-U-G-A-S-S-Y, and I'm a board member of Physicians for National Healthcare Program and emergency medicine physician in this city here. We live in one of the greatest cities in the world, one of the most lucrative nations and cities in the world. I'm a born and bred New Yorker, grew up in Queens, and I've been working with many of my colleagues, physicians, nurses, nurse practitioners, PAs, and just anybody who wants to volunteer. And the situation is quite just embarrassing, okay? We have the resources. We need to ask the mayor and the elected officials to mobilize those resources, okay? People need basic human needs, and that's healthcare. The emergencies are going to the hospitals that are open, but we need to address some of the very basic needs medically that people have. People are running out of their insulin, their medications for diabetes, high blood pressure, etc. And when we show them that we can't do anything for them, we're showing them that they're not worth their good in society, okay? There are so many areas that are not getting enough coverage. Coney Island is one of them. I've been down on Mermaid Avenue and Surf Avenue, and the situation just looks like a whole nother world, We have the resources, we have the doctors, everybody is standing by waiting to help. So please urge the city, the mayor, our elected officials, FEMA, to mobilize these resources immediately. We cannot wait any longer. We had a mobile medical unit that was donated from Joplin, Missouri after their tornado relief. And we've set that up basically with these hands and other volunteers and just donations. Not much from the city. We can see more from the city. That is definitely something that we need in the interim. Right.
We met with FEMA officials, we met with HHS officials, and they said to us, we have the stuff you need, but we can't help you because the mayor has to approach us. We said, these are the areas in need. They said, well, we're not there because we haven't been asked. Meanwhile, we're going on 3 weeks and people are suffering. The equipment is there, the resources are there, but they're not allowed to bring them to the people because they haven't been asked by the mayor. That's what FEMA said to us.
And we understand that these are extraordinary circumstances, but as she said, just get us the resources. There are enough people here who want to help. There are enough people who are not working in hospitals, and they have medical professional training that they can provide medical care to these people. But the resources are simply not enough still. And it's been how long now? More than 2 weeks. It's unacceptable at this point. We need more mobile medical units to perform basic necessary medical care. We need more access to pharmaceuticals. People are running out of their medications. And not only even if they have the money to afford the medications, there are no pharmacies open in the Coney Island area. They're just starting to come back and they're just overwhelmed. They're ordering medications that people are going to get a week later. That's simply not good enough for people who have high blood pressure, diabetes. I think we're going to see a huge influx of people with medical problems that have been neglected for more than 2 or 3 weeks. And there's things that we can address right now so that they're not problems down the road when the hospitals start to open up and people start to mobilize to areas.
We also need additional canvassers to go to door to door. We have volunteers. Thank God for Occupy Sandy because they were there on the ground in the beginning, going door to door canvassing, finding homebound people or people who couldn't negotiate 18 flights of stairs to go downstairs. So we need mobile people to do the canvassing, see what people need, and bring them the care that they need.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. We really want to thank Physicians for a National Health Plan, the New York State Nurses Association. We do have a volunteer hotline. And we are coordinating care. We have people calling us from all over. You can go to www.nysna.org. If you'd like to volunteer, if you get this message, we'll find a place for you to go. Bring your own medical bag for now. Hopefully we'll have supplies for you at some point if we get anywhere with the city.
My name is Judy Wessler, Wessler. I'm the director of the Commission on the Public's Health System, better known as CPHS. It's easier. We have been working with community-based organizations. There's a coalition of them that are crying out for help, that need services in the many affected communities. There has been some efforts, and what's been there is great, but it's not enough. And we're particularly hearing that supportive and mental health services are critical. You know, there's a lot of grief, there's a lot of loss, fear, and everything else. So there should absolutely be coordinated, you know, primary and mental health services and really work with the communities because they know who's in trouble. They know who's targeted, you know, who should be targeted and where the help is needed. Thank you.
Our last speaker is Nancy Rooney with the New York State Nurses Association.
I'm a registered nurse at Richmond University Medical Center. I'm speaking on behalf of the people of Staten Island. Staten Island has been devastated. South Beach is an area that has been there for many, many years. These people are pulling out their insulation, their plasterboard. The mold is incredible. I truly feel as a professional that we're on the verge of a healthcare explosion. The healthcare system on Staten Island, we have two hospitals that are already exploding at the seams. And the patients, they're living in squalor. They're staying in these homes that are filled with mold. There's 8 to 10 people. There are newborns being born in the home that haven't even gotten to a hospital. They have no electric. They have no communication with the outside world. These people really need help. This area is devastating. We went to a house. They were heating it with propane inside the house. We had to get the police department to get them out before they exploded. They came out, they were green. We need help. These people need help. We need it now, not in 10 years from now. We need it now. I haven't seen one mobile unit. I've been walking door to door with Neisner nurses, helping these patients, helping these people to tell them where to go. They don't know that there's any help anywhere because they have no electricity. They don't speak English. They may be immigrant workers. They're living in houses behind houses and shacks that have been totally destroyed, and they're living in there because they don't know where to go because there is nobody telling them. We need interpreters to get them. We need their leaders of their communities and to come out and say to them, this is where we have to go. There are shelters available, but nobody knows about it because there's no communication. Thank you.
My name is Mary Fitzgerald, and I am also a member of NYSNA, and I was out in the Far Rockaways, and the access to healthcare, the patients do not have. We were in, you know, darkened buildings on the 12th floor. A woman had basically taken in a couple that she rescued because their house was washed away. And there was no access to any type of medication, and he was 90 years old, and we basically were the only people that were on the ground that we saw. I didn't see any mobile units there. I saw Occupy Sandy, I saw NYSNA, I saw grassroots people saying, enough's enough. Bloomberg, this is unacceptable. In this city is the greatest city to have this. FEMA, I didn't see. But what I saw was people just pulling together, knocking on doors, and we got it from the community, okay? We got it from Occupy Sandy. We got it from the physicians network that helped us, that gave us, you know, the names of these people that were stranded up on, you know, high floors without 12 days, no water, no heat, no electricity. They were stranded, and there's more of that, and they didn't know where to go. FEMA was giving 3 days of medications, and that was it. Okay, they need help, and we're asking you, Mr. Bloomberg, do the right thing. Help the people of New York.
What's your name again, ma'am?
Mary Fitzgerald. I am an RN from Montefiore Medical Center and the New York State Nurses Association.
Yeah, we're here to answer any questions you have.
Yeah.
We've all been on the ground, the people in purpose.
Everybody wants people.
What is the New York State Nurses Association? What have they been doing as an organization? And what are the plans for the future?
Well, right now we've established a disaster fund for people in need and among our own membership and a volunteer network, which we're working with Occupy, with PNHP, and other independent practitioners and providers to produce volunteers and deploy them in areas where they're needed. The New York State Nurses Association is deploying nurses and other health professionals and even volunteers. Some nurses are, I brought my whole family. We all did something different. There's a need for volunteers. If it wasn't for the volunteers of New York, these people would be dead. There would be, the statistics would be much worse. And the volunteers from all over the country. And it's good to volunteer. It's good for communities to pull together. It's a wonderful thing. But we have to depend also on our government to provide the services they're supposed to provide without having to cut through red tape with a chainsaw. Because that's what we have to do and that's what it'll take. And we don't have time.
And if people want to get involved, should they be contacting the New York State Nurses Association?
Yes, people can go to our website. Website is www.nysna.org. Also, Occupy Sandy has a website, and they're deploying volunteers all over from a church. I went there last Saturday. There was a line around the corner of people wanting to volunteer, just waiting online for hours to be deployed to areas of need. The spirit is there. It's just the facilities and the government. We're wondering where they are.
They need the resources. They need the money. They need the medications. You have to remember, it's not only homes that were destroyed, but doctors' offices were destroyed. X-ray machines went out with the Atlantic. So you have to rebuild that entire healthcare infrastructure out there. So in addition to home, FEMA, the mayor, the governor should be talking about rebuilding the healthcare infrastructure. Because if you don't, you are going to have people who are going to die as time goes by when they don't get these resources. And volunteers are fine, but we are limited on the resources, and the government does have the resources. They do have the money. They can pour it in there. Photo ops are fine, but we need the medications. We need the vans. We need the wood to build the homes. We need the people to go out there, and we need folks to go out there and give information and to translate and to do everything else. And we need to reopen Coney Island. We need to reopen Bellevue Hospital and the VA. For a lot of people, Coney Island, Bellevue, the VA, that was their only healthcare resource. That's where they went for their medical care. And as long as those facilities are closed, these people don't have access to their medical care. In connection with the fact that Bellevue Hospital and Coney Island Hospital are not reopened, part of the cause back there is that if they hadn't laid off all of those carpenters, plumbers, electricians who are responsible for the structural integrity of the plants, they probably would have been able to open Bellevue and Coney Island back much faster than they are. Because these are the people that know the buildings, they know what needs to be done. They may have even been able to protect Bellevue and keep it from actually closing. But you laid off all of these people who know the plants, who know what to do, who've been through this before, and now you don't have them there for the emergency, and now you don't have them there for the reopening and the rebuilding that needs to be done.
You have people that are living out of cars. They can't go back into their homes, and they're not educated enough to know. We have to go out there and tell them where the shelters are. They're living and defecating in their cars. It is a horrendous thing to see here in the United States, in New York City.
They need people to go up to those homes and find them. We can't walk people down 18 flights of stairs. We saw people with dependent edema in their lower extremities because they're just sitting waiting for help. You know, they can't go anywhere. They're not capable of walking. You have some neighbors helping up, setting up independent networks and ad hoc networks to help people, carrying water up the steps with buckets so that they can flush their toilets. I mean, people have set up their own systems. They're absolutely not adequate. Those people need visits to their homes. They need door-to-door canvassing, which is what we did. But, you know, we need a map of the city. I mean, Occupy tried to set up their own maps. We saw FEMA had a map, but the map was totally inaccurate. They weren't really going in all the doors. You know, we need house visits to all these people. Some people are afraid to open their doors. You know, there has to be a systematic way of reaching these people who need help. And I'm just afraid that we're going to find some dead bodies behind the doors at this point because we're going on 3 weeks. We've done it already, and, you know, things have to be done now. I mean, it's like we said, there's a nice photo op with saying we're doing help. And, yes, there are people on the ground doing help. Don't get me wrong. The sanitation workers, all the other workers were doing so much. And FEMA workers wanted to help. But the coordination and the red tape and the bureaucracy is horrendous. It's just got to stop, you know. You know, we're a nation who's supposed, you know, after 9/11, they were supposed to set up all these disaster response after Katrina. I don't think those systems are in place. I don't think the hospitals, they have to take some responsibility as well. These hospital administrators who really should have disaster plans for all the communities they serve. Where are those plans and how did they not work this time? Everybody predicted, you know, you blame the victims for not evacuating. What about the people who are supposed to do the work? What about the disaster plans that should have been in place, ready, willing, and able to go and hit the ground running? Who was hitting the ground running? The neighbors, the people, the community, and the volunteers. That all of us are volunteers. We work, many of us, in other places. We take our days off and we go down there. That's not enough. We need the government to come through. And it should have been taken care of in the beginning. It's a tragedy, it's a horror, it's a shame.
They've learned their lesson after September 11th and after Katrina, all right? We were down here at September 11th. We had emergencies down here. We had the same problem with access to medicine, people stuck upstairs, getting them out. We had a major public health disaster with the smoke that was going out. So, and everyone said, all right, we're going to learn from that lesson. Then Katrina came around, and we should have learned from those two lessons. This we should have been prepared for. After Katrina, after September 11th, nothing should have come as a surprise or unexpected to anyone in that building behind me. They should have known, all right, we're going to lose electricity, we're going to have problems with gas, people are not going to be able to get out of their homes, and we know that there's going to be this terrible surge. The weather program has been predicting these wave surges. All right, so we knew. Why nothing's been done up to this point, you're going to have to ask the man back there, all right? But as we've said, we have people, we have volunteers, we just need the resources. We need the money, we need the caravans, we need FEMA to be asked to go to these areas, and it's the mayor and the governor that have to step forward and show the leadership that they keep saying they have.
We also need the mobile vans, and we also need the nebulizers, okay? Battery powered. They don't have electricity. These people have respiratory problems. They have asthma. The mold that is there is dangerous. They need these resources. Okay, the diabetic patients that are out there, we had a patient who had a wound. He was alone for 12 days doing it all by himself. And they're isolated. They can't get out. And, you know, we need the help from the mayor and the governor to say, okay, cut through the red tape and give the resources that we so desperately need. There are children that are out there as well that they could not evacuate. Okay, they have nothing left. Okay, the least we can do is give them some human dignity and give them the access to health care that they need.
And the city needs to provide appropriate protective equipment for their workers that are out there in the field. The mold, the dust, the sand is you know, you can have a repeat of the 9/11 disaster of all the first responders. We were giving out masks and scarves and kerchiefs because we ran out of masks. So the police who were directing traffic and some of the workers who were working out in the field. So if you want to talk about prevention, the city needs to look at protective equipment for all the workers that are out there as well. And it's we shouldn't be having to tell anybody this. This is the amazing fact that we should not be having to be the people that have to tell you this. This is something that should be known by the disaster agencies who are set up to handle these situations. This is just a shame.
It's an outrage.
And we're here, you know, we were told now we're going to be able to meet with somebody from the mayor. I hope it's not just going to be a meeting that becomes, you know, something you print on page 4 of your paper. We hope that it's really going to pan out. We're going to be able to get help for our patients.
Don't give up without a fight.
Healthcare is a human right.
What do we want?
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.